Sightseeing, Episode 1. The first time I spoke to a blind person was in a restaurant called Dark Table, where guests dine in pitch blackness. I basically acted like an idiot, gesturing at him and not knowing if I should shake his hand. He was the waiter for our table and guided us around the restaurant so effortlessly, I could almost feel him roll his eyes at me when I smashed my knee into the chair. Geez. Without sight, I felt like I was suffocating. I kept quiet for most of the night because I was just so lost. There must be a whole different world that we don't know about, a totally different perception of reality. I wanted to know more about what it's like to be vision impaired, so I went out looking for some people to interview.
Support for Sightseeing
comes from Audible, a provider of audiobooks with a wide selection of downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, classics, and bestsellers.
He agreed to meet up with me again in the same spot that we met. Oh, I can see him coming now. I will go say hi. Hey, Brendan. I'm good, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
I was so overly excited that I was basically yelling at him.
You're saving me.
Have you had a good day?
No, it's been good, yeah. Bloody busy, though.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Do you mind if we go to the other side?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
It's kind of loud here, yeah. Since my planning was pretty poor, we ended up doing an interview in the middle of this oval.
There's
just a chair.
That's
there's
awful.
Another chair. Yep, I set this up.
I was going to say, you did.
Actually, I did it.
Well, you did.
Oh, wait, all that energy?
Yeah, it's kind of a... I guess you wouldn't really notice because you can see where someone is. Like, you wouldn't think about it. But you can kind of have this sense of... Unless someone's like...
Oh. Yeah.
Unless someone's really creeping up on you, then it's...
Like,
know,
what I did to you.
Nah,
a lot of random people walked past us, and even a dog.
Oh, good man. Hey, Bruno. Hello.
Brendan said that he'd heard this guy yell out at his dog earlier while we were having a conversation.
Oh. That was the dog's name.
Oh, you know that dog?
Just because I heard him yell out, Bruno.
Oh. It didn't even occur to me that maybe he was noticing more things than I was. To hear the rest of this episode with Brendan, check us out on SoundCloud or iTunes. Here's a sneak peek of Sightseeing Episode 2.
One of the most popular questions that people want to know is, can you open your eyes? Boy, can I. Well, why would I? I mean, it's hard to keep your eyes open for a long time. Those are muscles that I never use, so it's hard to do. So why not just keep them closed? I never thought to open them.
One time someone asked me if, like, I wished I could see my mother's face or something stupid. And I was like, no, you know, she's my mom. Like, I know my mom. I don't need to see her face to know her.